trigger, my fingers are missing. Ah, oh, shit, I'm panicking right now. What do I do?
You're gonna twist this until the bleeding
starts. Oh, shit! What up, Vigilastis? I'm here with Zalco at Guns and Bitcoins Conference, a former combat med. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
And thank you for being here. I really appreciate you being here and bringing your knowledge into this community. Could you please share with us a little bit of what you've been talking about here?
Yeah, so we talked about how to actually take care of the people that we love, right? So Guns and Bitcoins have been a lot about home protection, take care of yourself, take care of your family, being able to protect each other, right? But and that's from like an offensive, defensive position. But what happens when you actually have to defend yourself? What happens when people actually get shot, people you care about get hurt? And so that's what I wanted to bring to the table, and how to actually take care of this people. So that's kind of how my talk started.
Okay, so I'm trying to go full regalia, right? Getting ready for whatever may happen in life. And I got myself, like, you know, the best armor, and I got my medic pack right here, and I'm ready to go. What should I have? What should I have on me? What are the bare essentials? Am I ready to go, put on my vest, out the door? What should I have?
Yeah, so I would definitely have a combat face jacket of some sort. Again, you can be super creative with any of these things, which is the beauty of medicine, so you can be creative. But I recommend a combat face jacket. Inclusive dressings, this is what we're going to use for gunshot wounds.
Sure. We put this, they're both, so we put it to our face so it zooms in. There you go. Yeah.
So, the inclusive dressing.
Yeah.
There's multiple ones here. And then some combat gloves. This is what you're going to use to pack the wounds. And then the last thing I would definitely have is some sort of pressure dressing. There's a bunch of different types, but the idea is that it's that elastic and you have some gauze and black salt. So that's what I definitely would recommend having in my personal med kit, especially on myself. And then you can get a little bit fancier from there if you're going to be treating a bunch of other people. But, yeah, that would be in my med kit for sure. So I can take care of myself and I can take care of the other people.
I'm in the middle of a city protesting. The lizards landed, invaders from the UN, and boom, my arm gets shot. What do I do? Hurry, what do I do? Hurry up. I'm bleeding. Three of my fingers are missing. Ah, oh, shit, I'm panicking right now. What do I do?
So we're going to apply that tourniquet hindsight. At least two, three, four, five. Okay.
And it's really tight? Really tight?
Yep. You're going to twist this until the bleeding stops.
Oh, shit! I think that's enough. No, that's enough, but that's how it's supposed to be, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, tight.
So you're not doing this to be friendly.
No.
You're doing this to save their life. So always remember, right? You use this to mark. But always remember, right, these tourniquets are not meant to feel good. They're not meant to...
That didn't feel good at all, guys.
Yeah. That was a nice one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea, right, is that you want to... Yeah, your arms are sore.
A little bit.
So, yeah, the idea is that you want to be able to cut off the circulation. That's what this is doing. The important piece that I added onto this, right, a lot of people get scared, they see blood, and they go, oh, I'll put on a tourniquet. Totally fine. But make sure that you at least realize that anything that is below this tourniquet is going to be an amputation after 2 hours, right? So you're cutting off all that blood supply. So you want to make sure you go back and say, like, hey, did it actually need a tourniquet? Was it, you know, bright red blood spurting? Or was it, you know, maybe I just like misread it in the moment. Go back and look at it. Make sure you actually look at the injuries. Because, you know, you don't need to be an amputee. You might as well not be an amputee.
And you do it how many inches above the wound?
So it'll be 2 to 3 inches either above the joint, right? Or as high and tight as you can. Okay, so if you see it's on the side or the wound. So if I have a wound here, I'm going to go 2 to 3 inches above. If I have it below the elbow, I'm just going to go 2 to 3 inches above the joint. And that's to make sure that it's getting pressure on that artery. Right? Same thing for the legs. Right? You just make sure that you are... And if you're not sure, just always go high and tight. It's easy.
So what areas of the body would you be expected to be... Does a human person in combat get shot at the most?
So the number one thing that we see is gunshot wounds to the box. So that's like what we're most worried about.
Right.
A lot of times with the extremities, it's normally from an explosion or things of that nature. So when we're talking about gunshot wounds in particular, we're really worried about the chest. We're really worried about the chest and back, because that's how you're going to stop it. You're not going to be able to breathe appropriately. You're not going to be able to start perfusion, right, which is it's what we need to survive, right? It's oxygen transfer. So, without being super nerdy, I'm trying not to get too much into that, but that's where these occlusive dressings come into play, right? So I want to, and this can be anything. This doesn't need to just be this, this intervention that I bought, right, from whatever store online. You can use, plastic, right? You can use a trash bag. You can do whatever that is impermeable, right? Like the water can't get in, air can't get out. You can use that and then tape it down, right? Because you want to, when you have gunshot wounds to the chest or the back, you want to make sure that there's nothing, there's no air going to come in and out from there. So that's one of those tips that I always try to get people to understand.
Says this is like glue, right? If you unzip this?
Yeah, so you can pull it. So it's just sticky, right? Super sticky material.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, super sticky material. And this piece right here is actually a valve, so it helps allow air to go out but not in.
Okay.
Because that air coming in is what will cause another injury later on.
So, where can you get one of these? Where can you buy these?
So you can buy those from a North American Rescue. There's a couple other sites online. North American Rescue is just the one that always pops in my head the most. But yeah, you can buy them online, and there's only a few interventions that you can't buy online. So look around. They end up selling. If you say like, hey, I want a self-aid kit, self-aid trauma kit, you'll find materials. You'll find bags that you can buy in bulk online. You don't want to have to like degrade it. There's nothing wrong with it. I suggest it, and just having the tools to be thinking outside the box.
Okay, right on. And so we have this right here. This is what is this right here? This is the combat gauze.
Yes, so this is combat gauze.
So that goes into the wound.
Yep. So this, when we use this stuff, right, it's actually meant for wound packing. So if I found out I had a gunshot wound, to say like the arm or leg, right, I'm going to want to actually pack this out, right? So I want to use this gauze. It's laced with, an agent that actually helps, clotting. So, as you pack it, right, so you make your ball, and then you pack this into the wound, and then you're going to pack from there, right? So you're just going to pack into the wound until you can't pack anymore. And then after that, right, so if I have that on the leg somewhere, I can put this pressure dressing on after that, and then I can just apply more pressure. And that's all I need to do for that, because it'll stop the bleeding, and my body's going to be good to go from there. This combat gauze is really good. It's not to say that you have to have it, right? I totally recommend it because it has that agent on it to help promote the clotting. But this doesn't need to be this. You can have gauze at home, like a roll of gauze. They sell those. They're super cheap. And then you just do the same thing. You roll it up, and then you just start packing it away. So you're going to pack until you can't pack anymore. And that's really like what medicine, like trauma medicine, has been about for a long time.
All right, amazing. All right, so this is the must-have on me. Okay, so make sure that's what we must have. Okay, things that people have on their vest, that their whole kit that you would think is stupid to have. Like for example, is it necessary to have like bear mace? I mean, if you already have a gun, right?
Yeah.
That would be dumb, right?
Yeah.
Zip ties. Some people have zip ties. They're like, oh, maybe I find somebody that, you know, I have to time down. Is that smart to have? Like, things like that. What's dumb? What's smart?
So, it's hard for me. I would say for medic stuff, if you're just talking about an individual, the more you carry, right, the heavier it is. Like, the more stuff that you got to dig through. So, if you're not saying, like, hey, I'm going to be the medic, right? Or whatever it is. You can have a med bag that you carry, but the more weight that you have, you know, the heavier it's going to be, the worse it's going to be for you later on. So trying to stay light, and that's why I recommend very minimal things, is going to be your best friend, right? Because you don't want to have to dig through 1,000 things. If you're a medic, you already have your bag. You know where that stuff's at. And that's in the bag, separate from what's on. If you're talking about self-treatment, and you're talking about what's on my kit, right? Typically, you'll have an individual first aid kit. It comes with literally these things right here, so that you can treat yourself quickly. So I would say anything outside this for an individual to take care of myself, I don't want more than this. I want to be like slim, I want to be fast, and I want to be able to treat myself quickly or treat someone else really quickly. If you want to be that medic, you want to be like have a med bag, then load up what you feel like you need and have the training to do it, right? Like, you know, there's plenty of courses that you can do that teach you how to do that stuff. But if not, just learn online. There's plenty of ways to actually like teach yourself how to do medicine. But understand that like the more stuff that you put on your kit, the heavier you're gonna be and the more slower you're gonna be, right? Like I would want my tourniquet. I don't want my tourniquet in the kit. I want my tourniquet on my shoulder. Right, or on my flap, on your side, wherever. So that way, if I need it, if I get shot, I can rip it out and put it on myself. Right? Because you can put these on yourself or on other people. So that would be my advice, is trying to be slim. It's not really medicine-wise, like too much is a bad thing. Never really heard that. But too much can be a bad thing if it's going to slow you down or if you're going to stumble.
Right on. Thank you so much for being with us. What any online resources you can recommend people that you're like, man, these guys are awesome, or any training classes that people can go to that you're like, you gotta check these guys out and maybe go hang out with them for a weekend?
Yeah, so I don't have a lot of courses, but there is plenty of online material that's free and available, right? My training came from prior military, and the military has a whole website for it. It's accessible for everybody. And they have all the videos, the PowerPoints, the slides, all the information that you need. And it's on, I'll get it back.
It's fine. Once you tell me, he'll give me the address. I'll put the QR code. I said go through it on tour. Yeah, access those things on tour. I would say.
On tour. You can download everything, though, and you can train yourself, right? It's an amazing resource. That's like what I use to like stay up to date on all the latest medicine. They publish, so they take the Joint Trauma System, which is a military source, but what they do is every 2 years or every year, they go back and they re-up based on all the wars that we've had, and then they update the latest medicine, what is the best thing that we can be doing. And that applies to all of us. Like, that is trauma medicine, bare minimum. That's paramedics, learn from it too. And so that's really what we're trying to be. We're trying to be like self-made paramedics. So it's a great resource. I'll get it to you as soon as we leave here. And then that way your viewers can definitely get access to it.
Right on. Thank you so much, Zelko, for your time. I really appreciate it. This was very fruitful information. I know our audience is going to eat this up, and they're going to want to follow through on this. And where can they find you, or are you someone that just doesn't have a website?
So you guys can reach out to me on Twitter or Telegram with the same name. It's BTCXZelko. And that's Z-E-L-K-O. Yeah, just my DMs are always open. Hit me up. I'll send you whatever stuff I have or teach you whatever I know. I'm passionate about teaching medicine, so let me know. I'm always here.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Thank you.